For years, families of the 29 men lost in hurricane force winds November 10, 1975 in eastern Lake Superior have asked that the ship be left alone. None of the bodies were recovered and are believed to be in or around the ship, which rests in 500 feet of water. Earlier this year, the Ontario Ministry of Culture warned the director of the Great Lakes Shipwrecks Museum on Whitefish Point near the sinking site to stop all dives to the Fitzgerald. They admitted to an unlicensed dive in 2002. Ministry spokesman Guy Lepage doubts they'll grant any more permits for expeditions to anyone.
So the Ministry of Culture here in Ontario regard the Edmund Fitzgerald wreck site as a watery grave for the 29 people, you know, who lost their lives in the sinking. And given that the tragedy didn't happen all that long ago, and there are living next of kin, we've not supported diving on the wreck. I mean, what is there to go down from an archaeological perspective to find out? Not much.
This being the 30th anniversary of the loss of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Lepage says in contrast to the 20th anniversary, no one has applied for an expedition permit this year. 10 years ago, there were three dives to the carrier, which lies in three pieces on Lake Superior's muddy bottom. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.